This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0-3-9-1-5-7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, does your community have totalitarianitis? The affliction of, well, the totalitarians on your community. And I would proffer to say, that Charlotte, North Carolina is afflicted with totalitarianitis. And they must rid themselves, they must purge themselves of the totalitarians that have brought this about to their community. It's real simple. I mean, when you have the totalitarians that just come settling into your community, get rid of them. What good are they? Now, it's kind of interesting. Now, I'm going to show you how it works. You create a crisis, or you follow up a crisis that does actually turn out to be a real crisis. And then what you do is you bring in people from the outside to agitate. If you're a surrogate of a totalitarian in chief, a totalitarian in charge of the whole country, you bring in surrogates to stir up trouble. That's basically it. It's an old tactic from the 1960s and 70s. Now, I got to tell you, I know there's a lot of unrest that's been going on down in Charlotte, North Carolina. We've been watching it. Third night in a row, according to the news sources, including Fox News, that we've had protest, and, hype it and make it sound like it's huge. It's a national movement. You'd almost think that maybe you have 100 communities out here protesting, and there's really only one. Now, I want to tell you something. It's not Charlotte that's had this affliction from time to time with the totalitarianitis condition brought in by outside agitators, surrogates of the totalitarians, and, of course, the totalitarian chief. Now, let's think back. Let's think back to Ferguson. We had a situation, we had a crisis in which the federal government and the president inserted himself early on in the process through the Justice Department. The crisis was the shooting of Michael Brown by a white officer. Michael Brown was killed. And instantly, it was the police officer's fault. That was the narrative that came out. Almost instantly, the narrative came out. Seize that narrative. Seize that narrative. Within minutes, 30 minutes or so, it was Michael Brown's, well, he was the victim. And the white officer, he was the perpetrator. It was his fault. It was murder. Nothing to do with race, I might add, right? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I failed to mention that Michael Brown was black. So one more example of the craven white police shooting a black kid. Of course, nothing was further from the truth. But the point is the narrative being set falsely because all the facts aren't in yet. The deliberative process of the Justice Department had failed everybody. They didn't have any deliberative process. You know, one of the things that we have prided ourselves on here in this country is everybody has the right once charged, well, to due process. And was Wilson, the officer in Ferguson, afforded due process? No, he wasn't. Absolutely not. See, in our society, if you eliminate this notion of due process, of deliberation, I'll give you another example. You can keep your doctor. Remember in the days of the battle for Obamacare in 2009, 2010? The president was running around saying, hurry up, pass this legislation. Senate, pass this legislation. You must pass it now. Pass it now. And he was pounding on the table. Well, what he was doing, and we pointed it out back then, was he's conveniently trying to get especially the Senate, to forget about one of their major functions, which is to be deliberative, to take time and sort through the facts. Here you had the president saying, hurry up, pass it, hurry up, pass it, hurry up, pass it. Well, we have a new way in which the president is saying, hurry up, pass it, except it's now on the streets. And that's through social media. Hurry up, let's see that videotape. Hurry up, let's see that videotape. We demand to see that videotape. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. The deliberative process, the legal system, the way it works in Charlotte, North Carolina, is the way it works in Charlotte, North Carolina. Not at the White House, not in the Senate, not in the U.S. House of Representatives. It's the deliberative government process of North Carolina's Charlotte. Now, here's my point. Local control is local control. And I demand that the people in Charlotte, North Carolina, continue with their deliberative process. Forget what the federal government says. You have your right, your responsibility, and I might add your inalienable rights as a city, to go through your deliberative process. Your deliberative process, 9 times out of 10, will be much better. Much better. You've got the actual boots on the ground to determine what happened in that shooting. Whether the police officer was justified, whether he had a gun, whatever. And yes, there's videotape. Hold on to that videotape until you feel it's comfortable. By the way, I understand some legislation that's going to come out and pretty much say you have to put it out by October 1st. Well, hang on till October 1st. That's what I would do. And ignore the pleas of the federal government to come in and say, oh, you must do it now. Do it now. Do it now. That's what the totalitarians are trying to do. See, at the federal level, when the president in 2009 and 2010 was trying to eliminate the deliberative process of the Senate, you know, it would have taken, had the Senate done its thing, it probably would have taken a good year, year and a half for the Senate to go through that bill easily. But instead it went months, not even that many months, I might add, because senators were being pressured from within and from without. Social media were happening on them. And they were disrupting. Of course, Harry Reid was changing all the rules as quickly as he could to eliminate the deliberative process. And look what we got. We did not get a full vetting of Obamacare. Look where we're at today. And look what price we're paying. Look at what's going on. Everybody's premiums are going up. The thing is a complete disaster on the economy. and turning out to be one of our nation's biggest nightmares. Because where were the legislators holding their ground against the president, saying, hurry up, do it now, do it now, do it now, hurry up, do it now. Acting childlike, almost like a seventh grader, go figure, right? That's why local control is very, very important. Because what is seen globally at 85,000 feet is a lot different than what is seen at, well, 0 feet, but millions of feet on the ground. And that's my point. Charlotte, you need to step up and say, look it, we're going to hold our ground. We're going to stand our ground, and we're going to go through our deliberative process. And you guys in the federal government, butt out. You see, they asserted themselves in the Ferguson case. They tried to assert themselves, where? With Trayvon Martin, but got nothing. But they thought they could get something after Zimmerman was found innocent by having demonstrations in 100 cities all throughout the nation. We Americans are smarter than that. We knew that the president was race baiting with his bigot brothers, Al Sharpton and Eric Holder then. And you know what? In the case of Ferguson, George Soros stepped up and put up millions of dollars for paid agitators. And guess what? 70% of those being arrested in Charlottesville right now, guess what? They are paid agitators. Their 70% are from outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. 70%. 30% local demonstrators? That's nothing. Because the numbers are not that big out there protesting. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new Manna food storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, what is going on in the NFL? The NFL. Now, I'm going to read you something. Now, those of you that have been following along with what we've been doing here on Agenda 21 Radio, you know that we have called for a date of boycott for the NFL. Yeah, this whole thing with the national anthem, using it as a stage to protest perceived inequalities, perceived, I might add, inequalities throughout the rest of the nation has just, I think, reached the high point of complete, utter absurdity, especially considering the forum that they're at. The forum that they're at happens to be, well, an NFL football game where Colin Kaepernick has been spearheading, Colin Kaepernick, number 7 for the 49ers, a really, 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 really good football player when he wants to be. However, there have been some, I understand, evil influences over Colin, and those evil influences start with the White House. Michelle Obama and President Barack Hussein Obama love bombing. That's the cult term, by the way. It's a real term that is applied to cults. Love bombing. In order to win and persuade somebody to come to your side of and way of think, it's called love bombing. You find somebody who's needy, and that person is easily recognized by those that are predators for neediness. Now, I want to put it in these terms. Now, I got to tell you, I am the son of a divorced, you know, family. Went through a divorce when I was a kid. I hated it. My father was eliminated from me at a very early age. I hated that. Wasn't with my brother, but I was. So I never grew up for at least 7 years with an intact family, being, you know, a father and a mother. I was raised by my mom, who was a single parent. And the father figure in me was lacking. Get it? So for years, I grew up without a father figure. So I learned as a kid, I adapted. And my mom was actually pretty good about making sure that there were positive male role models that were coming into my life. She understood. She understood, through the church, I might add, through the church, that you have to have a strong male role model or a role model in as a male in the family for an intact family, and that young men would run astray. And in the 60s or the 50s and 60s, that's exactly what was happening. We were witnessing the demolition of the American family, white and black, and especially black. And that accelerated for the black families after 1964. You know, we had a lot of intact families. The vast majority of families in America up until the late 50s, early 60s were intact. But there were forces that were working on the family even back then. You can call them globalist forces. I think the history is starting to prove ourselves as we look back at those days of what was happening culturally within our families in the 50s, actually starting after World War II, the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, the acceleration of feminism, the rise of single mother homes, and the destruction of the family was happening. I was part of that. But, you know, we had enough in our background as Christians that we knew that that was a problem for young men growing up. So there were a lot of provisions that were provided, and I benefited by being associated and affiliated with a lot of strong, I think, men who came into my life at the right time. I learned to gravitate towards the strong male figures because I knew, in a sense, I was a wounded individual, and I sensed that. And sometimes I could actually express it openly, not knowing that I was expressing it. And I learned later on that, especially learning or working with kids for 41 years, that it was very easy to see in the population divorced children. children of divorced families. They held themselves differently. They always had a little bit of stress and strain to the point where anytime I had parent meetings as a school administrator, for 26 years I did this, I could always identify that there was no father in the family, or there was a missing mother, or there was no father or mother figure in the family. They were being raised up by their aunts or uncles or grandparents. And I've seen some devastating things. I mean, parents that were lost in an airplane crash and left the whole family behind. I knew the kids. Don't tell me they didn't have issues. But the father one was always prevalent. Used to do individual education programs. And these programs are designed to find out that there, if there's learning disabilities in kids, they could declare themselves under the federal programs to become special education, as they refer to it. You might hear that term, but if there's the actual terminology that calls for the studies or individual education programs, it's all part of the special education process. You have to be declared to get there. There's a federal law that provides that this we have to do this. And almost inevitably, in every one of the IEP meetings that I was the administrator in charge of, and I might remember I was the administrator in charge of the meeting, I had way big powers of influence on the outcome of the meeting, and I exercised it liberally because I wanted to keep the liberal notions that were coming from teachers and especially untrained, unskilled psychologists. They called themselves school psychologists. I met very few of them that were any good in my years. I met a couple that were very good, excellent. And I can remember one time at one of my schools, we had nine counselors. Nine counselors at a school for 3,000. You know, people who know me know exactly what school I'm talking about. And the superintendent at the time had the same feeling about the counselors that I did. And we had several other high schools. And you know what he did? He said, we just don't need all these counseling positions. So he went around to all the high schools and did a survey. And he cut seven counselors out of our high schools. Cut them. Said, you're back to the classroom. They had the same contract as a classroom teacher. Was an administrative position. So he just cut them. And you know what happened? We got efficient. Baby, did we get efficient. The whole IEP process, everything dealing with counseling from kids going on to college, kids, you know, doing all the things, trade school, kids being helped with family crisis matters. Man, they got more services than you wouldn't believe. It became more efficient because, you know, what we were seeing was these seven other counselors doing nothing but making appointments for kids to come in and see them, and they would see two kids a day. Hello. I was seeing 3,000 kids a day. You know, we sort of said, hey, wait a minute. Now, when I say 3,000, I was responsible for the protection and safety of a lot of these kids, just the 3,000 students, just like my other fellow administrators. So that was what we had to have contact with 3,000 kids, and we did, either outside supervising, going to games, going to classrooms. That's how many kids we had contact with, and that's how many kids we had responsibility for. That's a lot of responsibility. But I want to say, and I'm not going to diminish all school counselors, those that are out there that know you're good, and we need you. And you need to be recognized, I might add. The other ones, they need to be recognized too and get out of the system. Get them out of the system. Because they are not helping anybody, especially when it comes to these IEP meetings and not recognizing the lack of the father. You know, the thing about fathers that I always found out, and dads in this situation, I always found out that in almost 95% of all IEPs, and I've sat in on several thousand probably, there were no fathers. No fathers. So I always ask the question, where is your father? Where is your dad? Why are they not at this meeting? Well, he's never not in the picture. He got divorced and he left. And there's a restraining order out against him. Or he's drunk, he's in drugs, he's in rehab. That's why I called it ADD, Absent Dad Disorder. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and we're talking about love bombing. Have you love bombed your child lately? Or are you a predator who understands that a child needs to be love bombed because of, well, I guess you would say serious tragedy in their own personal life as a child growing up that stays with them all their lives, that need to be accepted by a parent, to be loved by both parents, father and mother, and not to be left out as in single families, single parent families that we see. We see a lot of kids that are wounded by divorce. We see a lot of kids that are wounded by loss in the educational system. And you know what? So do a lot of predators. The predators, the sexual predators in particular, have been able to very keenly pick up on those children that are most susceptible and vulnerable like predators. That's why we call it, you know, predation. Because these monsters are out there and they understand the needs of these types of children, even into adulthood. Now, we're talking about the NFL boycott that we're calling for on October 9th, and you're sitting there saying, what the heck? Where is this guy going? I'm talking about Colin Kaepernick, the guy who's leading the charge on this, this whole thing of taking a knee during the national anthem at the NFL football games, which is now starting to spread like a bad virus. Like a bad virus. And if you take a look at this, this is cultural jihad, basically. What we're seeing, this is how it's done. You see, sexual predation is big in Islam. It's huge. Now, I find it very interesting that over the last year, year and a half, Colin has visited the White House and visited with Michelle Obama and President Barack Hussein Obama. And then suddenly we hear, you know, all these stories about his girlfriend being a Muslim and he's converted to Islam. Now, a little history behind Colin Kaepernick. He's half white, half black. His mother's white. His mother gave him up at birth to a white family that raised him from birth on. The mother did come and stay in his life and was known. Colin got all the benefits of growing up in a intact family. I don't care what the color is. I'm not focusing on his race. I'm focusing on him and his needs as a child growing up were fantastically met by his family. And yes, his family was a white family for all of you that want to focus on that. I'm not focusing on that because I'll tell you what. Had they been a black family, I think the outcome would have been the same. Had the directions been given in the way, I mean, if their skin color of this family that adopted Colin Kaepernick was black, it would have been the same. I'm talking about the behavior of the parents. They had goals. They worked as a family. They worked as a team, as families would, to raise Colin. And you know what? He benefited from that. But, you know, I do want to tell you, growing up, I can tell you that Colin was hurting. I know this because I know people who know Colin. I'm sorry. I'm letting it out. I'm just telling you the way it is. Colin, you asked for this. These are the things that are going to come up in your life. I'm trying to help you out because I got to tell you something, Colin. I know you're better than that. You're a great kid. You've had great background. You've had great support. But you've fallen into a trap here, and you need to get yourself out of it. I'm trying to help you out. But I think, you know, if you're going to do this, there's going to be consequences, and we need to know the full history of Colin Kaepernick. And I'm going to tell it. You're hurting. We know you're hurting. And guess what? So does President Obama. You have a need that you don't understand that has to be fulfilled, and that's the fulfillment of a father in your life and understanding the circumstances by which you were born. And people prey upon that. There's a lot of different ways we adjust. I adjusted. I grew up, yeah, I had a call. I'm still, you know, I'm damaged by that, I guess you would say. But, you know, you have to reach a point in your time, in your life, and realize what's going on around you and stand up and step up. I learned that from good men in my life. And you've learned it through good men in your life. What about your coach at UNR? What about him? What about your first 49er coach? What about him? Who backed you and supported you to the hilt? Do you think they approve of what you're doing? No. Now, the thing is, I don't want to make this entirely about Colin, what's going on here. Because, you see, we have another issue in the NFL, and that's the leadership of the NFL. And I think it's really, really important that when we talk about the leadership of the NFL, that we talk about what is going on there, why the NFL is supporting, and the leadership is supporting this notion of Colin Kaepernick being able to take a knee during a football game. Which, by the way, it's the stage that you can say, oh, he has a right to do it. No, he doesn't. I don't think he does. I don't think he has a right to do that. He's under contract to that team. He plays for that team. He represents that team. And the team has a right to say, you do not have a right to bring your issue to this team. Number one, I can tell you, I used to be a head coach. I get this trip. It's what you're doing out there. If it's a distraction to the team, to the play on the field, it's not acceptable to me. And that's what we're seeing. Is it acceptable? Is it appropriate in that venue to be doing what you're doing? I think that's the call of the owner, And I don't know of any owners out there that are running around supporting what Colin Kaepernick is doing. But I do know, and I think this is very, very funny, I do know, and I have been watching for several years, the action of the NFL leadership. And the action of the NFL leadership, which I find very, very interesting, and I think that you're going to find very interesting once I start reading you and declaring to you an article that's out there right now, because it's very, very important to understand that the NFL, beginning with Roger Goodell, is praising his players' demonstrations out there for going, well, on with their protest. I got an issue with that, Mr. Goodell. I have a big issue with that, Mr. Goodell. And I have an issue with the leadership of the NFL. I don't have an issue with the coaches. I don't have an issue with the team owners. And now we're hearing that in Dallas, they're saying, nope, we're not going to Jerry Jones is saying, nope, this is my team. This is my venue. I put you in this billion-dollar stadium, which I've been in. That's where I saw the movie 13 Hours as a premiere from Paramount Pictures. I understand that. And you know what Jerry's saying? It's not happening, guys. Don't even think about protesting, else you're going to be gone. I think that's good. I think that's excellent, in fact. Now, so Peter Goodell, what is he doing? Well. He's saying it's a good idea, calling you just go right out and do it. Now, I want to tell you something. That Roger Goodell, has had, well, so I guess you would say he's been love bombed, or he has been love bombed over the years by CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood. So if it seems like, you know, there's a little bit of a problem with Christians, like, oh, let's say Tim Tebow, guess what? It's because Tim Tebow has a Christian problem in the NFL. And why do you think they got rid of him? Well, because of CARE. And it wasn't necessarily the owners. It was the pressure that was being applied by the NFL leadership. You see, is there cultural jihad going on in the NFL? Oh, you bet. Do you think that Islam wants to destroy the NFL American-style football? Absolutely. And it's been going on for years. The attack on American-style football at all levels is full on by Islam. And they love bombed Kaepernick, and look what they're getting right now. We need to stop it. That's why I say we're going to boycott everything NFL on the 9th of October. That means turn off the TV, don't buy their goods, don't buy their products. We'll hit them financially. We did it with Target. We'll do it with the NFL. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
9-3-0-2-8.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, or a21r.com. And if you're considering being a prepper, or if you are a prepper, we have Numana Foods that we feature here on Agenda 21 Radio, and they've been a big supporter of ours. And we're, of course, featuring Preston Preppers. So foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers is the address to go to for all of your needs if you're a prepper. You need food, you need shelter, you need heat, you need the ability to, you know, sterilize water. All those things you can find on foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers. Okay. Now, this whole Loretta Fuddy thing is interesting, and it really springs into the Subud cult organization. The Bergdahls, you know, Bo Bergdahl's parents that live in Haley, Idaho, are Subuds. Yeah, it isn't that convenient. And so is Bo, a Subud, and so is the president. I mean, this we can't make this stuff up. I mean, we could not make all this stuff up. It's a perfect storm. And, you know, here's Michael Hastings, a Rolling Stone writer, who goes and writes an article not really positive about McChrystal, and this is in Afghanistan. And the president gets a hold of the article and fires him. Because really what it was that all of the generals, men around him, were bad-mouthing Obama. And, well, Hastings reported that in his Rolling Stone article. But at the time, this is 2009, he finds out about a prisoner that was taken in Afghanistan by the name of Bo Bergdahl. So he starts to do a lot of research about Bo Bergdahl and other things. And he comes up with the theory that there's something really, really wrong with this whole Bo Bergdahl thing. That's beyond the pale. That it's sort of like a setup. And of course, he goes and he interviews the Bergdahls in Haley, Idaho. And then he's more convinced ever than before. And of course, what he's finding out is what we now know to be true. Is that Bo Bergdahl actually left his position in Afghanistan and joined with the Taliban as he was being instructed by his dad. His dad had communiques with people in Gitmo, with terrorists in Gitmo. He was allowed to have open communications with them. Don't you find that a little odd? Hello? This is what Hastings was finding out. Now, we now know this. This is very, very clear and very evident, you know, especially the day that they announced that they're going to, Bo Bergdahl was going to be released by the Taliban, yada, yada, yada. Well, everybody was kind of wondering, man, you know, Obama really has his hands all over Bergdahl's mom. And Bergdahl's mom seems to have her hands all over him as they're making this announcement. And, of course, then you get the The father who goes out and says a Muslim prayer that basically consecrates the White House as a Muslim territory. Just minor little things people don't want to pick up on in that whole little speech that he gave up there in the Rose Garden. But Bo Bergdahl turns out to be a spy. No. Time out. He's not a spy. No, we're flipping the script here. Now remember, Bo Bergdahl, Sue Boots, Loretta Fuddy, birth certificate. Just follow that flow. This is stuff that's been documented. We've reported on it for hours, and there's a lot more with Bo Bergdahl. Oh, do we have some stuff on Bo Bergdahl and what's going on there? It's still going on. Still going on. Why did they find Bo Bergdahl in a pot farm in Northern California a year ago? Just before the Roseburg murders. Inquiring minds at Agenda 21 Radio know why. And it's not comforting. But let's get back to the Subud thing. So his dad persuades Bo to give himself up to the Taliban. And so, you know, and all this is coming from all of his platoon members. They all heard the radio chatter about Bergdahl looking for and reporting to the Taliban. He was on a mission from his dad to report to the Taliban. And what happened at the Taliban? Well, Bergdahl gave up a lot of critical information about strategies in the field that really a lot of people think cost American lives, as the Taliban were finding out about tactics and so on that our military was using. But that's not the big deal. Here's the big deal. The big deal is that it's not Bo Bergdahl that's a spy. It's his parents. His parents are spies for the Taliban. Oh, did I say that? This is the stuff we've talked about on this radio show many times. Well documented. But Bo Bergdahl is the foil. He's the patsy, if you will. He's being held by the Taliban. And being held for this reason. So that President Barack Hussein Obama can comfort the parents of the only prisoner of war in the 15 years we've been in war. The only prisoner of war. And so to comfort them, he allows them to sit in on all the presidential briefings with the chiefs of staff and everybody. And they get to go to the armory there in Boise, Idaho, and sit and watch this escapade. Top secret movements of troops being presented right there to Mr. Bergdahl and other things. 20 times they did this. 20 times they got to sit in on these briefings. How many Americans died as a result of that? Because Bo Bergdahl's dad, he was reporting it to the Taliban. They're the spies. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Food for Liberty / Preston Preppers for all your prepping needs. You're going to need food in times of crisis. And, well, crisis is coming. There's probably no doubt about that right now. Anyway, so the birth certificate, it's out there again. The birther issue is out there. But they're lying to you. If in fact, they go out and say, you know, and distract with his birther thing, they're lying to you. Just remember that. It's just sort of a natural thing for them to do. Anyway, okay, Jim White's going to be with us in the second hour here on Agenda 21 Radio. And like I said, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And the Liberty Tour 5 is coming up. That's October 28th and 29th, so a little over a month from now. And it's going to be in Live Oak, California, and we're going to have really, really some banner stuff going on. It's all about the Constitution. We figure on Agenda 21 Radio that if we can use the Constitution to spread the virus of the Constitution to the public and put the fear of God into our governmental leaders, that's a good thing. And that's exactly what we're doing with the Liberty Tour 5. Liberty Tour number 5. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, a21r.com. And remember, like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new Manna Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.